why didn't they do this? I mean, everything was there. They could see it. They had the word, you know. But you understand, to even know what I know in this generation, I had to unlearn everything I learned. Fortunately, I didn't learn too much from too many people. So unlearning it wasn't a big deal. But, those people in their times did the best they could with what they had. God love them, you know, for their attempts at reform. But the problem is, the people who came after them said, well, you know, Martin Luther sure figured everything out. Let's set everything in stone now, you know, the way he taught it, because he was right. I would be so disappointed if I wasn't part of the last generation, and the end times aren't here yet, that's for sure. But let's say I was. If I wasn't, let's say, and I left a legacy behind me, I would be disappointed if the people who came after me did not go on in faith and obtain more knowledge and more revelation, and learn from my mistakes. If I still have any remaining when I get older. Because I, unlike other people and other teachers, it's like, no one ever really thinks they have mistakes. Well, people will say, oh, I make mistakes all the time, but they won't really say what they are. I don't believe anything I believe is false. But there are definitely missing pieces to the things I believe. I know there are things that I don't know. Because God hasn't revealed them to me. And you want to see them on display? Wait till I teach Revelation. I'll display for you everything I don't know. Or Daniel, that'll be another one. I'll be telling you about all the things I don't know. But I can still teach you the prophets on the basis of what I do know. Or what can be known. Still. If I wasn't, I would expect them to go on. And in a sense, you know what? We are built upon the things that they tried to reform out of that apostasy and so on and so forth. Paul even warned of it. But he didn't live through it. He had a time of unity, you know? And there were people, there were wolves at the door, right? But most of it was based on what the apostles got there first in many cases, you know? And they were ahead of the game at that time. And the believers, it was easier to be one when there was less, you know, less men involved. In fact, the thing is, when the church was persecuted, keeps out a lot of the riffraff, you know. The boys who don't really want to, you know, like it says, Jesus says, you know, hey, the sun, you know, it talks about the sun rising and smiting the seeds on stony ground and they shriveled up because they had no depth of earth. You know, the sun is persecution or tribulation comes and they wither away and they are no more because the seed of God planted in them fell into stony ground and they are they which hear the word and when tribulation comes they fall away. And there's plenty of people like that who are Christians today. I pray I be not one of them. You know, I'm not high-minded. I talk a nice talk, don't I? It's easy to talk. Like I said, I really admire the Christians who actually suffer persecution. I don't know if I could handle it. But I believe I will because of faith. That whatever it is that comes, and I don't pretend that that's, that that's just a light thing. I know what it means. I do. I pray that God would give me the strength to endure whatever would come. But not fearing. Why should I fear? I got to practice not being afraid now, because if I can't be without fear now, there's no way when the trouble comes, I'll be able to be without fear. You know, if you're afraid when there's nothing to fear, how are you going to do when the real fear comes? Verse 4, the bond of peace. One body, one spirit, you're called in one hope of your calling. Well, are there a lot of things we hope for? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You understand. The one body has many members in it. You know? And the one spirit, it talks about the seven spirits of God. Okay? And one hope, there's lots of things, but it's all in one. You know what I mean? It's all joined in one, fitly together. You know, he's saying, keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. See, bond is a joint, a tie, a ligament, uniting principle. Okay? The body is one thing, made up of millions of things if you want to get a microscope out, right? It's not one. There's fingernails and fingers and cells and, you know, and there, I don't have one tooth. It's all really pieces, all joined together. That's the point. It's like faith is joined together in one. And the seven spirits of God are joined together in one. And the body of Christ is joined together in one. And the hope of our calling, it's all joined together. And the Lord, you know, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Until thy make thy enemies thy footstool. So God's talking, but there's one Lord. See, because you know why? Because he's joined together. The Lords are joined. They're fitted in the bond, in a bond. One faith. You're the faith of the grain of mustard seed. Oh, great woman, great is your faith. There's great faith. Oh, you have little faith. Well, there's just one faith. There's faith to overcome. There's faith unto salvation. You know, it sounds very similar. You know, but I mean, I could go through, in fact, there's a faith of Jesus Christ, your faith, my faith. What is all this stuff? I mean, I could go and find, I know, I'm not going to do it right, but I could find examples. So, well, look, here, I could be a real thing. But you see, it's all joined together in the bond. There's a bond. There's something that joints them together, like pieces in a puzzle, or like, I hate analogies. Forget analogies. But they're joined. See, that's the main thing, is that they are knit together. One baptism. There you go, another one. Well, there's the baptism of water, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of persecution. There's a baptism of affliction. Like Jesus said, are you able to be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with? Oh, yeah, Lord. And he's like, well, indeed you will be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized. But he meant his sufferings. See, some people think there's two baptisms. No, 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 no. There's like four or five. I could probably make up new baptisms. I'm not kidding. I could make up a new baptism. Let's see, I think, maybe, Lord Jesus, give me a new baptism. You've got to be baptized in the Word. You've got to be immersed in the Word of God. You've got to be completely covered up in it.